When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode was made possible by Zencastr, which is a brand new sponsor for the show. Check out our discount link in the show notes and stay tuned at the end for more information. A quick note, this episode contains quite a few car noises, so if you're driving while you listen, please be careful. Believer. Episode 8. Fingers.
Apples for everyone.
For the record, I'm glad nothing happened with Jake. Well, you know, nothing more than... not that I would have been doing anything wrong. I mean, Rose was very clear about things. Not that she... Oh, I don't know. It just would have complicated things, I think. And to be honest, I still don't really know what Jake's deal was.
The water! No. Shh. Back to sleep. Good neighbor guy.
Skunk ape.
Okay.
It was weird, leaving Soda Pop's leash hanging by the door. No morning walk, no happy dog, just sneak past the sleeping man on the floor and go about your day.
Now, where do you think the water comes from?
Okay, well, if mold had taken over Jake's house, then maybe that explained some of his experiences. The lapses in memory, the odd behavior. But what if there was more? What if there really was something in the water?
Wait, what the...
Jake had his own water pump, probably for a well system instead of the city water program. It's pretty common in a rural area like this. And growing all around it, under the grass, close to the ground, were these...
What are those?
They were like little mushrooms. Tiny, black, oily-looking lumps with sickly gray stems and dark caps. At first, I thought they were just growing around the water pump, you know, moist soil and all that, but when I looked closely, I could see...
Oh my god!
There were tiny cracks in the pipe around every little mushroom. They were growing inside the water pipe. So I took some samples.
I should see that doctor.
Now, yes, if you line up the mycelia at just this angle, yes, but this and that, oh, you've almost got it, Penelope.
Dr. Simmons, your assistant...
No entry.
Oh, sorry, I just...
This area is restricted. You'll have to go back in the waiting area, Miss...
Campbell. Laura Campbell?
Laura Campbell. Laura Campbell? Laura Campbell!
Yeah?
Come in!
Yeah, Camille said that you'd been trying to... Whoa.
Oh, don't mind that. Just doing a bit of research.
This is all research taped onto the walls and cabinets and everything?
Well, it's a bit unorthodox, isn't it? It's just easier to see this way. I like to lay it all out, you know? Make sense of it.
Yeah. Can I ask, what are these lines?
You recognize those?
Maybe. What are they?
That, my dear, is the mycorrhizal network.
Myco what?
Mycology. Fungus. Fungal networks.
Like mushrooms?
Yes. Well, no. Mushrooms are just the bit we see, the reproductive organs. No, no, no. Fungi are so much more than that. They project themselves meters underground, burrowing deep, making connections between nutrients and elements.
So, like tree roots?
No, 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 no. On a DNA level, they have more in common with humans than plants.
Wait, really?
So you can think of them as limbs.
Fingers, reaching through the dirt.
If you like. Here, look. This, you see this diagram?
The trees?
This is a forest. This is what we see when we look at a forest. Different trees, ferns, bushes, plants, distinct organisms, yes?
Sure.
But underneath the dirt, look, everything is connected.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, trees have roots, right? To survive, trees need to synthesize light from the sun, but they also need to draw water and other nutrients up from the dirt. Hence, roots.
Right.
But there are trees who get cut off from their root sources and still manage to thrive. There are even plants that never experience sunlight, and they still live. How?
I guess they...
Mycelia. You see, that the trees send out roots, but roots only get them so far. Fungus fills in the gaps. Each fungus sends out these long strings, these tendrils.
Lines.
They have more control over where they place them, how they travel. And if they place themselves next to a tree's roots, they can communicate.
So they attach themselves, like parasites?
Not parasites. Symbiotes. An exchange. The tree secretes glucose. In return, the fungal network carries water, carbon, phosphorus, whatever the tree needs to survive. And not just that. Information, Lara. There have been cases where one tree develops a disease and the other trees around it boost their disease resistance in response. They talk to each other through the fungal network.
That's crazy.
You see, don't you? We think of the forest as just an area, a collection of trees, separate things, but no. It's a single organism. The fungus is its central nervous system.
Every forest is like this?
This is what it is, Lara. Life. All life. We are all worlds inside of worlds inside of worlds. A body full of organisms, full of cells. Do you see it? Do you see?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Interesting? Interesting? This is vital. This is the stuff of life itself.
Yes, yeah.
You don't see. None of them can see.
No, actually, I came here to ask you... Well, I found this weird kind of mushroom inside somebody's water pipes.
What? Show me.
Well, I got a little sample.
Let me see. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. Let me see where... Where are those other sample photos?
Those lines. Is that what it actually looks like? The fungus?
Well, you know, it's an artist's rendering.
Just like Rose's room.
Huh?
Nothing. This fungus, can it make people sick?
Why do you think I'm studying this exactly? For fun? Lara. Can I call you Lara?
Yeah.
Fungal infection is one of the most common types of illness a person can have. That's what yeast infections are.
Oh, really?
Yeast is a fungus. They're everywhere.
Well, that's...
Breathe in the spores, consume contaminated food, eat the wrong mushroom. They think fungal infected wheat could be the cause of the Salem witch trials. Did you know that?
I heard something about that.
Most cause regular respiratory infections, skin inflammation, that kind of thing. But a few, here, Cryptococcus can penetrate the blood-brain barrier and cause confusion, disorientation, sensitivity to light.
Huh.
Candida albicanus, when spread to the brain, causes symptoms remarkably similar to Alzheimer's disease.
It can cause memory loss?
Memory loss, confusion, disorientation, all kinds of mental and neurological symptoms.
So what kind of fungus did I find?
Lara, you understand, don't you? Something is infecting this town. Not just the people, though it's getting them too. No, it's everything, Lara. The plants, the animals, the dirt itself. You've seen it, haven't you? There are a few vector sites, the Boone House, the condemned church, a few spots in the woods. Anyone who comes into contact with them becomes violently ill. Everyone. Except you.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
I will study this sample. But if we really want to defeat this, we're going to need more. Much more. You understand?
I can check the rest of the water supply. Maybe a few more of those sites have these mushrooms at them.
I need a sample from you, Lara. To see the antibodies.
Oh, of course.
So you agree to a sample?
Yeah, if you think it'll help.
I think it's very important, Lara.
Okay, so do you want to do a cheek swab or...
Let me take some readings first.
Oh, is this for a blood pressure monitor or...?
It's all standard, dear.
Sorry, are you strapping me to the chair? I don't think I'm comfortable having both arms restrained. Ow!
Don't be silly. Now, the best method for killing fungus is beta-glucan targeting. The body doesn't produce beta-glucan, so you target what's unique about the fungus itself. In the wild, nitrogen, bleach, that kind of thing is fine. But in the body... Now, where did I put that...
Dr. Simmons?
Here we go. Now, just hold still.
Whoa. Hey, don't you usually use a syringe?
Oh, yes, but... You see, I need so much blood. It just seems more efficient to use a scalpel, don't you think?
No. Whoa!
Oh, now you see I've missed. If I'd known you were squeamish, I would have done your legs. Let's try again.
No!
It's very important that you hold still.
Somebody help me! Help!
Oh dear, she can't hear you. So, now that you mention it, I would be better off getting cerebrospinal fluid.
This is not how you do a spinal tap!
You know what? You're right. This is insane!
Uh-huh.
I need a much better tool.
Why would you even have a bone saw in here? This isn't an operating room!
It's a lab. You need all sorts of things.
Ha!
Now, if you slip the restraints, this is going to get so much more complicated. Lara, please, if you just sit back down, this could save a lot of people.
Stay away from me!
You have unheard message. First unheard message.
Hey, Lara, it's Jake. Listen, I hope it wasn't too awkward when, I hope you got out okay this morning. Anyway, I went back to my house earlier, and you'll never believe this. My house is covered in black mold. Must have grown overnight. We're talking all over the walls, absolutely everywhere. Crazy, right? Anyway, I'm going to stay at my friend Abe's for a while until I can get it taken care of. So if you come back and I'm not there, that's why. But, you know, if you want to, you should... I mean, you can call me if you need anything. And try to stay out of the main house, okay? There's, like, a lot of mold. Must be something with the rain or something. Okay. See you around.
End of message.
Oh, is that an ambulance? I didn't know they had those out here.
Well, if anything else comes up, don't hesitate to call.
Thank you, Sheriff Tate. Now if... What the hell? Lara Campbell, are you kidding me?
Terry Boone? Oh, okay, how did I get to your house? God, I swear, this town is like 10 feet wide.
Is there a problem here, Terry?
I'd say so.
No, listen, I swear I didn't come here on purpose. I had to get away from... Actually, Sheriff, I really need to talk to you. It's about the doctor. Oh, Soda Pop. Hey, buddy.
Soda Pop. Laura?
Rose.
What are you doing here?
Okay, so, like I was explaining, I was running away from Dr. Simmons.
Penelope Simmons?
She attacked me.
What?
Oh, come on.
Listen, this stuff that you guys have been messing with, it's so dangerous. It messes with your head. Dr. Simmons has been experimenting with some kind of fungus, and it's just driving her... Well, if you come with me, you'll see.
Right. Everyone's crazy but you, right, Laura?
That's not what I said.
Right, but this... What did you say it was?
It's a kind of fungus, I think.
Uh-huh, and this fungus doesn't affect you?
No, I seem to have some kind of immunity.
Isn't that convenient? Everyone else has the problem.
Sure sounds convenient to me.
No, listen, I found mushrooms in the water supply, and there's mold in the house, and Reverend Boone's church.
Oh, so you did trespass at the church. After our conversation the other day.
That's not what I'm trying to say.
You know what? I really cannot deal with you right now.
Terry, why don't you go back inside? I'll handle this.
I want it clear that she's trespassing, Sheriff.
I know, Terry.
Wait, Terry, Mayor Boone...
Just get her out of here.
A fungus, Laura?
The symptoms, everything that's been happening, it's consistent with a toxic fungal outbreak.
Why would you think that?
Well, the doctor and I talked it over.
The doctor who attacked you?
Before that.
Okay. Look, why don't you come with me and we'll discuss it further, okay?
Sheriff, wait. Laura, I heard you've been to the woods. The sanctum. You saw the basement.
Yeah.
And you think all of that is fungus?
Well, if you look at how fungal networks work, then the images that you drew... Oh, God, how do I explain this?
Why do you do this, Laura?
Do what?
You take the things I love, the things I believe in, and you make them sound so small, so stupid.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
This is real, Laura, and it's bigger than you know.
I know, it feels that way, but...
Would you stop? I swear to God, every time I try to tell you, it's not all in my head, Laura. It never was.
I don't mean it like that. I mean, just because something's in your head doesn't mean it's not
just
real.
Just enough. Please.
All right, Miss Campbell.
Rose, wait.
Just get her out of here, please.
If I could just explain
it
all.
That's enough, Miss Campbell. Now, I can give you a ride home, or I can take you down to the sheriff's station in the Dalles. Your choice.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Laura, wait.
Yeah?
You should take the dog.
Soda Pop?
He shouldn't be here. He needs... You need to take him away.
Are you sure? He seems so happy.
I can't. It's better if he's not here.
Rose, if we could just talk, please.
Take him back to Portland and I'll call you. Okay? We can talk.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's best.
It is.
Sheriff, do you mind if I take him?
Fine. Just stick him in the back. Oh, is he gonna cry like that the whole time?
Probably.
Hey, well, come on then.
Goodbye, puppy. I'm sorry. I hope you understand someday.
Let's go, Miss Campbell. I've got other business today, you know.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye, Rose.
Goodbye.
dog's seatbelt back there.
Well, my wife and I take the Shih Tzu out with us.
Oh, you have a Shih Tzu. They're cute.
Wife's idea.
Huh. Okay, you see what I'm saying about Dr. Simmons, though, right?
I will go see her as soon as I drop you off.
And the water supply?
I'll be sure to mention it at the next city council meeting.
Sure. That'll solve it.
Shit.
What was that?
Hold on.
Is that a deer?
It was a possum, I think.
Is something falling on us?
Probably just pine cones.
No, there's something on top of the car.
Could be raccoons, but they climb the trees. I've never seen one drop onto a car.
Oh my god, it's trying to come through the sunroof.
Close it.
How do you...
Oh, a little busy here. This road is a mess.
Oh god, let me just... Woo! Raccoon in the car! Raccoon in the car!
Shit!
I think there's something wrong with it. Sir Pop, no, leave it.
Get it off me! Come on, get it off me!
Stop the car!
I'm trying, but the brakes...
Okay, come here, you demonic little piece of... Close that sunroof, would you? Oh god, let me get the window. There! Jesus, it rolled over and just started chasing the car.
Where'd that elk come from?
You have got to stop the car!
The brakes are out. I'm trying to slow it down, but...
Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Look out for that!
Hold on!
Thank you for listening to Believer. This episode was written and directed by Julie Saunders. Voice acting by Jason Markoff, Samantha Simmons-Ronceros, Rosa Delgado, Reagan Wilson, Julie Saunders, and Archie. Sound design by Esther Ellis and Julie Saunders. We are just 2 episodes away from the end of season 1, so now is a great time to tell your friends about the show. Maybe you know someone with some travel coming up who might like some spooky listening... A show that this one pairs quite well with is Tunnels, which just published their series finale. Tunnels is a serialized audio drama about the mysterious tunnels beneath a small Georgia town, the things that live within them, and the people who want to control them. You can find out more at hauntedgriffin.com. That's Haunted Griffin, Griffin spelled GRIFFIN.com. This episode was recorded using Zencastr and features music and effects from Epidemic Sound. If you're interested in either of those services, please use our referral links. They're in the show notes, or you can find them at believerpodcast.com/support. That page also includes information about our Patreon and a link to our TeePublic store for all the Believer fans in your life who might need gifts coming up. Once again, that's believerpodcast.com/support. The next episode will be out in just a few weeks. Until then, if the temperature suddenly drops and you feel a chill on the back of your neck that nobody else seems to notice, you've probably been out in the cold for too long. Get into shelter and wear a scarf next time. Unless it's not cold where you are. Then it might be a ghostly warning to get your iron and thyroid levels tested. Both can make you sensitive to the cold. Thank you, Dr. Ghost. Bye now. This episode was sponsored by Zencastr. You may have heard me talk about Zencastr before. When we first started the show, we were recording in person in a studio. About halfway through the season, a global pandemic hit and made it impossible for us to meet in person. The only reason that we were able to come back from hiatus was Zencastr. Because we were recording in person, not everybody in the cast was even set up to record remotely. Nobody really knew what to do. I'd never done it before. But Zencastr made it really easy. You just set up your session, you send everybody a link, it records everybody automatically on separate tracks, which for our show is crucial. It's set up for podcasts, so it has a lot of features that you won't get from trying to record on a Skype call or Zoom or something similar, and it's really been a lifesaver for us. If you're interested in trying Zencastr, you can use most of its tools for free. If you decide you want to upgrade from there, you can use our coupon code BELIEVER for 30% off of a pro plan. Once again, that's zencastr.com. It's ZENCASTR.com. And use coupon code BELIEVER for 30% off your plan.